glaciers, heat domes, and a quantum measurement breakthrough. The North Atlantic cold blob, a region of anomalously cool surface water caused by freshwater influx from Greenland ice melt, is driving European heat domes through a counterintuitive mechanism. The cold blob dilutes the saltier, denser water that powers the Atlantic meridional overturning circulation. When the AMOC weakens, it disrupts the jet stream, making it slower moving and wavier. A slower, wavier jet stream creates persistent weather patterns, including heat domes that park over France, Spain, and the UK for days or weeks rather than moving through. Melting Arctic ice is paradoxically directly linked to record European heat. Pakistan and British Columbia both issued glacial flood warnings for early July. Pakistan holds an estimated 7,000 glaciers in the Karakoram, Hindu Kush, and Himalayas, more than any region outside the polar caps. As they melt, glacial lakes form behind natural dams of ice and moraine. When those dams fail, they release glacial lake outburst floods that can devastate downstream villages with almost no warning. British Columbia's evacuation near a swelling glacial lake is the Canadian analog of the same phenomenon. Citigroup has projected that a super El Niño scenario could cost the global economy up to $7 trillion over 5 years, representing 6.4% of global GDP. El Niño events disrupt agricultural production across South America and Southeast Asia, increase flood risk in some regions and drought in others, and reduce hydropower generation in ways that ripple through energy markets. A super El Niño of the intensity Citigroup is modeling would layer on top of baseline warming, creating compounding impacts larger than the sum of individual effects. Climate Central separately assigned a Colombia-Portugal World Cup match in Miami a 95% probability of performance-impairing heat conditions, with climate change raising those odds by 14 percentage points. Scientists have achieved what is called the quantum limit for measurement using a single molecule positioned on a surface, the first time this has been accomplished in this configuration. The quantum limit, or standard quantum limit, is the theoretical floor on measurement precision set by quantum mechanics itself. Below it, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle means measuring a property more precisely requires disturbing the thing being measured. Achieving this limit with a single molecule on a surface means researchers can now make the most precise possible measurements of molecular properties, with direct implications for drug discovery, materials science, and quantum computing hardware. For pharmaceutical research, quantum limit precision in measuring how a drug molecule interacts with a receptor could validate computational models with far greater accuracy, potentially cutting years off development timelines. For quantum computing, measuring qubit states at the quantum limit without disturbing them is a fundamental engineering requirement that has constrained progress. The result establishes that the precision is achievable in principle.